It's the Water Chick. How are you today?
Good morning.
What brings you with in here today? It hasn't rained enough, and so you're going to do a rain dance for us, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell us.
It has rained, enough here and there, but it's been really variable. Next week is Drinking Water Week. So
let's drink water instead.
Let's drink water.
Okay, what an idea. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's something that was started about 35 years ago by American Water Works Association to just get people to understand more about tap water and drinking water utilities. And, when we water our lawns, when we fight fires, when we flush toilets, that's all drinking water also. It's drinking water does many things for us.
Do you do research on how many gallons of water a person uses in their in a year, for instance? I mean, do you kind of have a number for that?
Yeah, they're I think it was recently updated, but back in 1999, I think it was, there was a nationwide, it's called the Residential End Uses of Water Study, and that's kind of like the benchmark that everybody references. And that study looked at how much water people use for toilets, for how much water is lost to leaks in the home, showers, landscape, all that kind of thing.
So how are we trending?
And we look at, what I do is I'll take the water that we pump, and then I just divide it by our population served and the number of days. And so we will vary anywhere from like 135 gallons per person per day, which I think is what we're at right now, on up to, in the summertime when we're using a lot more water, we'll get up to like 160, 170 gallons per person per day. But what we want to do is have an overall, like a running 12-month average, and stay around at or below 140 gallons per person per day.
What is the one behavioral thing people could do that would markedly change the amount of water that they use, do you think? Just kind of your opinion.
If you have a sprinkler system, leave it off unless the landscape actually needs to use it.
Good, I do that. Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people will just set it to run automatically, but it's really much better to just leave it off. And then if you see that the landscape needs it, then turn it on.
So you're not really consuming that water, but you're using that water.
Right. Yeah. And so that will drastically lower your water bill. And even if you don't have a sprinkler system, know where your water meter is and look at your bill every month and get a figure for how many gallons you're using and know, what's normal for you. I've spoken to homeowners who've had really crazy wonky bills and they can't figure out how they used so much water. And it turns out that they had a toilet leaking that they didn't know about. And this is like thousands of extra gallons of water a month. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know until they checked.
Yeah, all it takes is going and getting the $13 new, what do you call it, and fix it, right? Or make the inside the toilet.
Oh yeah, the flapper.
Or you may just need to adjust the one that you've got there too.
Yeah, just adjust the one that you've got and put a couple of drops of food coloring in the tank and just wait and don't flush. Put a couple of drops of food coloring in the tank, wait about 10, 15 minutes, and then if there's any of that food coloring goes into the toilet bowl, then you know it's leaking.
There you go. There's your simple check for today.
Yeah.
Anything else you need to leave with us today?
Stay tuned for some social media posts and some educational information about drinking water next week. And always you can go to our website, cstx.gov/water. And I also direct people to the drinktap.org website, and it's got a ton of information.
All right. Very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.